It is 7:40 on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. We are the morning shift. You've got Mike, Bo, Ally Mac, and Dylan. This hour has been brought to you by Zero Res. Book an appointment today with Zero Res, Atlanta's best carpet cleaning service. And we've been talking about the Hawks all morning. You could not put your... Yeah, where is that sound effect, Dylan?
Yours was terrible.
I know, dude. I'm not good at that. I have to hit another level in the... Yeah, I'd rather do that one.
Do we need to have like a Hawk off?
Yeah, no, absolutely not. Thing is, Bo's a hater, but his is even worse than mine. I was going to say that. I was going to say, and then he delivered on cue.
Dylan does a good one.
Yeah, he does. I feel like that he sounds like Trey in that.
Oh.
Yeah, he sounds just like Trey in that. That's pretty good.
You know what's funny? I've heard it so many times.
I was watching some stuff on Nikhil Alexander Walker, and like one of them was Bob Rathburn doing, and he hits a three. And I was like, hey, the TV call. Mm-hmm. I was like, hey, I already know what it's going to sound like.
Yeah.
Now I just got to hit it. I know we define Steve Holman saying of him hitting a three.
Yeah.
And then we'll kind of lock it in.
Well, yesterday was one of those days where you just couldn't put your phone down. Otherwise, you were going to miss some Hawks news. Here is what Ansi Saleh has been up to. Hawks are getting Nikhil Alexander Walker and Luke Kennard. And it was just last week that we had the Porzingis news and drafted Asa Newell. So, guys, where do you think now, hypothetically, Hawks rank in the Eastern Conference right now?
Ooh, that's a good question. And I remember we were talking about odds on DraftKings earlier, or FanDuel, or whatever it was. I don't know. I think you're top four or five. You got to scroll through your head of all the injuries that happened in the playoffs, obviously, and then kind of piece together things backwards.
Well, that's what I was going to do with you real quick. I was going to say, let's go through the process of elimination. Boston, who was the two seed this year, they've lost Tatum to the Achilles. They traded Porzingis.
Traded Drew Holiday.
Traded Drew Holiday and this Jaylen Brown. So they've kind of, boom, they're over here.
And I will say, I mean, I know he wasn't like a super valuable piece, but he was pretty valuable. Luke Kornet also now gone. He's signed elsewhere.
Yeah.
Pacers lose Halliburton, which is a big deal. Did Cleveland go through an end? What happened in, anything happened in Cleveland?
They got hurt in the postseason. Like Donovan Mitchell had to miss a few games. Darius Garland, but they came back. But by the time they came back, they were kind of behind the eight ball.
The Magic are up and coming. They made a move to strengthen their team.
Yes. The Pistons are up and coming too. They got LeVert.
Yeah. The Knicks fired their coach, and now they're going to be backsliding.
I've never seen a team go through what they're going through up in New York right now. I was like, dude.
It's weird, bro.
Like, y'all went all the way through the draft process without knowing who your head coach was. Like, what's going on here?
So Cleveland, Orlando, Detroit. The Knicks are, I think the Knicks take a step back because I think they're interviewing like Mike Brown now.
Yes.
And it's like, okay, that's like the retread of NBA retreads right now, if you want to use that word of coaches. I think this would be like his fourth or fifth team, right?
Absolutely.
According to FanDuel, the Knicks are still the favorites.
Over who?
I would take Cleveland over New York.
Well, I was going to say, it's New York right now on FanDuel. New York is at plus 280, Cleveland at plus 310, Orlando at plus 390.
You guys want to know something kind of, it's not necessarily funny, but it's actually kind of weird. The last play that Malik Beasley had in Detroit was him, quote unquote. Now, it seemed like he actually dropped that pass, but dropping that pass against the Knicks.
Oh, wow.
With that, he had a wide open look, too, that would have, I believe, tied the game. And that would have sent that Knicks Pistons first round series to game seven.
Yeah.
So to that point, the Pistons gave the Knicks all they could handle in the first round.
That, that investigation apparently opened 18 months ago. Against Malik Beasley.
I am curious, too, and we'll go to the phone line in just a second, 447-260-0929. I am curious, too, Malik Beasley not being not being offered that contract, Caris LeVert kind of
slid right in there.
Filling that void. Like, I wonder if Malik Beasley doesn't go under investigation, as Caris LeVert take a harder look at coming here? Because, correct me if I'm wrong, he's going to have better minutes up there now than he ever thought he would have going through free agency. He's like a big, he's a big part of that rotation up there.
Yeah, I think he'll definitely be six man off the bench for sure. First off the bench.
It'll be curious to see how that goes.
That's what I love about the Hawks, Mike, is I think you added two guys that could be six men on other teams.
Yeah, I agree.
Like Kennard and Naw, that's what I call him, N-A-W. That's what I keep coming back to, is like people are like, well, you added bench players. No kidding. Because you actually have a kind of a logjam on starters at this point, or guys that could play starter minutes. I mean, N'Keal Alexander Walker, and as I'm calling him Nah, played 25 minutes a game last year and played 82 games.
Yeah, and to your point, you only lost bench players throughout this entire process, right? You lost Clint, you lost Carrot LeVert, Terrace, and Han, George Dang, like all those guys were your bench last year. So
yeah,
I think it's easy to go there with it.
And Kennard was around 23 minutes. Yeah. There's only 48 in a game, and yeah, you can only have five guys on the court at once.
Yeah. All right, let's go out to the phone lines and let's welcome in our buddy Dan from Decatur. Dan, what's going on, man? How are we feeling this morning?
Morning show family. I'm doing great. How y'all doing, man?
Living the dream, as always.
Hey, man, I hear that. I'm very excited for the Hawks, man. I'm very excited to see what Unsi Sala's doing. Adding Porzingis, I love it for the fact of the pick and roll game with Trey. I love it that we have a five that can stretch the floor, but also bringing him in with the rest of the guys that are already there. So it's just a lot of hype. I love the hype. Yeah. So y'all let me know. This is my starting five now that, you know, I'm seeing the pieces that are coming in. I'm looking. You got Trey at the one, Dyson at the two, Richisse at the three, Jalen at the four, and, of course, we got my boy Kristaps at the five.
Yeah.
So I really think, and then with the pieces that we're bringing in, Ace Anua that they just drafted, you know, we'll be good, pretty good coming off the bench. So yeah, I think it gives the Hawks a better chance to, you know, compete and make a run in the East as well. So I'm very excited to see what they're going to do, man. I love it, man. I love it. Y'all have a great morning.
Appreciate the phone call, Dan, as always, man. 404-726-0929 if you guys want to call in and weigh in on the Hawks moves, man. We're kind of riding the wave right now, feeling good about where the Atlanta Hawks are. Most of us, anyways. We did get one call earlier that was, you know, talking about Travis Schlenk.
Well, I think he was calling from 2022.
Yeah.
So I think it's okay.
There's always going to be someone that's unhappy. That's just that's the way the world works.
But no, be unhappy with the actual things that are happening with this team and who's running it. Don't be unhappy in the past.
Well, it's like that Robin Williams clip, like, what year is it?
Yeah. Yeah. You know, and I was actually having this conversation about just sports in general yesterday. We were talking about, so there's a NASCAR writer for The Athletic, Jeff Gluck. He does a poll every week. He's done it for 10 years about whether or not it was a good race. It's a simple question. Was it a good race? And Atlanta, obviously, just, you know, the Echo Park Speedway race, incredible. And it got 90% good race. And you're like, what on God's green earth are the other 10 people watching?
Right.
Like, I have no clue. But it's like the highest ever rating for this poll is like 93. Because there's always going to be that 7 to 10% that just want to see things the way they see them and be hardcore in their opinion about it.
In NASCAR is at times one of those sports where they have the gatekeepers.
Mm-hmm.
So there's a guy sitting in his house saying, that ain't the way they raced in 97. And therefore they hate it.
Well, aren't there just people that say, like, there's no such thing as perfect, so they always dwindle it down.
Yeah.
And that's so obnoxious.
And there's the you know, addition of Frank just a minute ago that's like, you know, I thought Terry Labonte should have won. You're like, dude, Terry Labonte hasn't run in 10 years. Like,
exactly right.
What are we talking about right now?
Back when Big Bill was running things.
Yeah.
Anyway.
let's go back to the phones real quick. Let's go talk to our buddy AJ over in Marietta. AJ, how are we feeling this morning, buddy?
Hey, good morning, gang. Hope you guys are all doing swell.
Doing great.
I just wanted to get on the airways and put the word back on the street. The Hawks are up, baby.
Let's go.
I
mean, yeah. Let's go. The vibes are high. I love it.
I mean,
it.
Hey, if the time ain't now, then it's going to be never. The East is as open as it's ever been. As you guys pointed out, with all those teams, even the top teams that we're talking about Orlando, Detroit, Cleveland, we can compete with those guys. So I'm just ecstatic that we actually have competency for once. We have a direction for once. It looks like Ansi Sala is just, I mean, he's just actually putting in work right now. And I think one thing we keep forgetting too, he also acquired us basically a top five pick next year that needs to be mentioned. So
yeah,
an absolute A plus offseason for Atlanta so far.
Yeah, appreciate the phone call.
Good
AJ.
Call.
Yeah. And I think through this entire thing, I don't think we have mentioned, and it's always been in the back of my head. I don't know if we've mentioned out loud, though, the fact that you did make the trade with New Orleans to trade back, and you did add what he's right about is probably a top five pick next year. It's unprotected.
Well, that's what I was saying earlier, that it's still you've done – everything you've done has flexibility in it.
Yeah.
And what you've done is still if Trey doesn't get sign the extension this summer and he waits and – you're clearly going to wait and see where Porzingis might. That's like $77 million that would come off next year, and you could have a top five pick rolling in here. And then you could go out and get the next, you know, if you could get you know, more good signings. Even if you had to do that soft reset, you would kind of only fall back to maybe a play-in team, and then you would, boom, like you get those guys in and roll through a year, and then the next year you're right back there. So
yeah.
There's a lot of flexibility to everything he's doing.
Did we, and I got to get it mic'd up, but did you guys see that Boston, the way that they were having to spend this year before all the moves they made with Porzingis and Jrue Holiday with the second apron of the luxury tax, they were supposed to pay $500 million on the books this year. They've moved that all the way down to about $250, $200 million, I think, in actual payroll and $50 million in luxury tax. Just insane the amount of money they've been able to cut off the books here recently. And honestly, insane the amount of money that they were going to spend at one point.
It's the price of an NBA title. It's also why I don't understand, if you're going to do some type of cap, just have a real hard cap like the NFL does.
Yeah. All right, look, I got to talk about a couple things going on in my household this coming week. Let's hit this mic'd up. Yeah, obviously a lot of fun Hawks talk. You know, it's fun to be a Hawks fan right now, and you know, a lot of fans have brought up Ansi Salehe and some of the things he's been doing. So we'll welcome phone calls on the other side of the break for the wake-up call. That'll be 404-726-0929. I want to hear from you. Also, Allie's party in the USA. Bombshell that she dropped on us on her top five Tuesday.
That perfect list.
Yeah, I don't know about that. All right, so real quick, and we were talking about this earlier in the week, or maybe it was last week. We were talking about the 4th of July, right, and some of the things going on when it comes to 4th of July fireworks. This kind of goes parallel to something that's happening in my household right now. Last night, I laid my daughter, who was 3 years old, in her crib for the last time, and we've kind of been very choosy about when we do it because, like, you know, if she's going to go spend a week at grandma's house, like, you don't want to put her in a big girl bed before she goes, because she's just going to get up and get out, and, you know, you don't have locked the doors. If you're going on vacation, if you're going to Disney World, if you're going to the beach, whatever. So we're like, now's the time.
Mm-hmm.
Now's the time, because obviously Friday coming up, you do feel like there's probably going to be fireworks in your neighborhood. Yeah. I think everybody's dealing with this situation and dealing with it on an individual basis. I want her this weekend to be able to get up and come into mommy and daddy's room if she is scared. And I know that that's a lot of people kind of live in that right now. I did look up, because we talked about this, the 6 days out of the year that you are allowed to shoot off fireworks. And this is actually a state law. Okay. It's actually a state law. I've got them right here. All right. New Year's Eve, shocker. All right. You can shoot those off till 1 o'clock in the morning. New Year's Day. All right. This one's an interesting, the Saturday and the Sunday of Memorial Day weekend.
Okay.
Which, interesting. Interesting
Kicking
enough.
Kicking off summer.
Right. You can actually shoot them off on July 3rd. So shout out to Thursday night. That'll be a thing for a lot of different people. I am sure that they will be dealing with that in their neighborhood. July 4th, obviously, this coming up week, which is the reason we were talking about Allie's top five list earlier. And then Labor Day. All right. So looking ahead at July 3rd and July 4th, we are already kind of ripping the Band-Aid off. My daughter will be taken out of the crib into the big girl bed. Bo, I thought about you as I'm laying my daughter down last night. She is literally singing Elsa. She's grabbing my cheeks, and she's singing to me. And I was like, little girl, this is I'm going to be a freaking mess at your wedding. But for right now, I just need you to lay in a big girl bed. Aww. So last night was the last night in the crib. And she is probably, hopefully, going to run into daddy's arms on Friday or Thursday night if we do hear fireworks.
Do you believe... First off, you named those dates. So the first thing that popped in my head was, do you believe that you should be able to shoot fireworks off on Christmas night?
No, absolutely not.
I was thinking when you went through that list, I was like, what other holidays would qualify for fireworks?
And you did say January 1st or
New Year's Day, New Year's Eve, the Saturday and Sunday of Memorial Day weekend, and then July 3rd and July 4th.
July 3rd is because sometimes July 4th, you know, like the way it falls.
Yeah.
So you want to be able to do it.
Well, Bo, I'm sure you're feeling the same thing that Mike is about his little girl growing up. There's got to be some things that, like, Porkchop has already grown out of.
Yeah, Amy. Actually, it's funny because Amy, when I got home Sunday, was like, these are new because she can't wear these anymore.
Oh,
and
my
I was
goodness.
Like, damn, already?
Yeah.
That's crazy.
Dude, it is. We let our neighbor borrow our double stroller because, like, my kids are just kind of grown out of it. And they're like, oh, I think we're going to buy one. We'll give it back to you. And we're like, please, for the love, keep it. I don't, like, I am so tired of having stuff sitting around that we do not use anymore. Mm-hmm. And it goes so quick, man. They just grow out of it. And it's like, all right, get rid of it. Get rid of it. Get rid of it. Not have any more kids. Get rid of it. And then you just try to get it out as quickly as you can. It's just child purging at all
Goodness.
Times. You're just trying to get rid of the stuff, and it sucks because it's kind of emotional in the moment, but Lord almighty, if you don't get rid of it in a hurry, your house is just slammed with baby stuff at all times.
Yeah.
It's like, oh yeah, that little scooter there rolling around. Get it out of here. Get it out of here. I don't need it anymore.
Aww.
Yeah. Anyways, hopefully all y'all's kids out there running into mommy and daddy's room.
Yeah.
Or at least did at one point, man. Just say it's a somber week in the Johnson house.
It is crazy how time marches on. Coming up, speaking of time marching on, we are going to be handling the wake-up call next. 404-726-0929. We want you to jump on the show with us right now. How are you feeling about the Hawks moves in the last 24 hours? Luke, Nikhil, are we a contender? We want your instant reaction because, look, this is really your show today. If you're offended by my 4th of July playlist, go ahead. Let me have it. 404.
I'm offended.
726-0929. But the most important question, can Dylan beat the freeze? 404. 726-0929. That is next with the wake-up call on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game and
the Odyssey app.